In the wake of Australia's recent aggressive bushfires, the threat level to our nation's environments have now taken a result that involves the invasive species running amok. Pests of the fauna and flora variety have overran Australia's ecosystems, making it near impossible for native wildlife to respawn following the devastating fires. Parks Victoria has recently responded to the issue, igniting plans and actions to eradicate the further growth of feral species. Keith Primrose, Area of Work Coordinator for Environment, Land and Water for Eastern Victoria at Parks Victoria, spoke to The Wire's Nahum Gale on how exactly bushfires and invasive species have come to impact native animals and vegetation.
When the landscape gets burnt, it can, one, remove a lot of vegetation, which allows weeds and other pest plants to establish really easily. It might be that there are existing populations of particular weeds that find that burnt ground to be really good for establishment, and because of the nature of weeds, they're often really vigorous growers, so they will establish and the area will become weedy before the native vegetation has the opportunity to regrow. So it's why we do a lot of weed control work directly following a fire, and some weed species are actually promoted by fire. So once the fire goes through, it actually sprouts, so things like English broom. As far as pest animals, when the fires move through and the habitat's burnt, the native species that are susceptible to predation, for example, species like possums or small ground-dwelling mammals, what we call critical weight range mammals, they are already been impacted by the loss of their habitat, and potentially they've lost cover as well. So before, where they might have been able to come to the ground and look for food, they're really exposed. So when you get things like predators, feral cats, foxes, in some cases pigs, they are able to really easily impact and catch those animals when they're foraging. The other issue that we see increasingly is pest herbivores, in particular deer. Following a fire, they have also lost their food source. And so when there's remaining vegetation, and particularly when there's regenerating vegetation, those deer species will eat all those small seedlings when they are first emerging. So for some native species that are fire-dependent to reproduce, those species rely on a fire to come through to reproduce. So when all those small individuals then emerge after a fire, if things like deer and other herbivores graze on them at that susceptible stage, it means there's no new recruits coming for the next generation of cypress pine.
So how much of a role do volunteers play in these operations?
The opportunity for volunteers following fire is pretty limited because of the risk that persists in the landscape. So after a fire moves through, it's actually a really dangerous place, like directly after the fire. So our teams are out there now through Forest Fire Management, which is the overarching organisation, to clear some of that hazard. And that will allow the community to get back and enjoy these parks and get back out in the natural environment, as well as allow our staff and our partners and traditional owners to go in and manage the threats to our species. There's not a lot that volunteers can do within the park, but as that progresses, we do have a number of projects where volunteers contribute to particular aspects like weed surveys. But the important thing is that the parks are safe before we start getting people in on ground.
How exactly do you manage these feral animals and invasive species?
This year has been quite an advancement in the protection of biodiversity during the incident, where we've been forming groups to undertake protection for biodiversity during the actual fire incident. So one of the big ones has been aerial control work of invasive herbivores, where using specially qualified pest animal shooters in specially equipped helicopter to work through the landscape and shoot invasive herbivores like deer and goats and pigs primarily. But once the landscape is safe, we do also have things like on-ground shooting operations with really highly qualified contract shooters. But a lot of what we need to do in the initial stage is actually gather information about what's going on. We're also sending out reconnaissance flights of helicopters where we have people who are expert in their fields flying through the landscape and actually identifying how severe the fire has been, what impacts there are on landscapes, what current threats there are, like if there are populations of invasive species that are impacting within these areas. And from there, we can plan what our effective response will be.
How has coordinating with the federal government helped or hindered Parks Victoria's operations?
the federal government has provided some initial funding for it to allow us to go in and do immediate works on ground within these burnt areas, and that is through the catchment management authorities of the area, North East Catchment Management Authority and East Gippsland Catchment Management Authorities. What that has meant is that we can work with those regional catchment bodies to work out what the best immediate actions are we can do, and the federal government has provided us funding to go out and do that right now.
Keith Primrose, Area of Work Coordinator for Environment, Land and Water for Eastern Victoria at Parks Victoria, speaking to The Wire's Nahum Gale.